Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the order of preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we hear from Sister Joan Buckry of the Sisters of St. Francis of Assisi. Sister Joan is part of the St. Thomas More preaching team out of Webster, Wisconsin. Her preaching today is entitled, Hidden Potentials.
A reading from the Gospel according to Mark. Jesus said to the crowds, "This is how it is with the kingdom of God. It is as if a man were to scatter seed on the land, and would sleep and rise night and day, and the seed would sprout and grow, he knows not how. Of its own accord, the land yields fruit, first the blade, then the ear, then the full grain in the ear. And when the grain is ripe, he wields the sickle at once, for the harvest has come." He said, "To what shall we compare the kingdom of God? Or what parable can we use for it? It is like a mustard seed, that when it is sown in the ground, it is the smallest of all the seeds on the earth. But once it is sown, it springs up and becomes the largest of plants and puts forth large branches so that the birds of the sky can dwell in its shade." With many such parables, he spoke the word to them as they were able to understand it. Without parables, he did not speak to them, but to his own disciples, he explained everything in private. The Gospel of the Lord. I do not have any farming experience. Maybe some of you do. But regardless, we can all recall seeing the amazing time-lapse photography of the miracle of a seed underground bursting open, then sending up its first little shoot and leaf. The farmer, or whoever plants the seed, really can take no credit for this process we call germination, apart from providing the right conditions. In today's gospel, Jesus uses the image of a tiny mustard seed, which bursts open and grows up so big and strong into a tree that the birds are able to nest there. The fact that this story may be an exaggeration of how a real mustard seed matures is really, to me, part of the brilliance of Jesus' imagination, attempting to help us understand something that is hugely awesome and wondrous, that is, the kingdom of God. I think we can see ourselves as that tiny living mustard seed, and all of us together making up the kingdom of God's people now and hereafter. God's kingdom is an amalgamation of us with all of our diverse and wonderful gifts, some of which lie hidden for a very long time. We may all be able to name a potential we have uncovered in our lives, something that perhaps just seemed to pop up from nowhere. When I was in high school, all the year 10 students had to take a public speaking class. I hated the class. I was afraid of the teacher, Sister Veronese. She was stern, and I thought she related to us students with a bit of disdain. I was terrified to get up and speak, and I never saw her encouraging any of my classmates nor me. Her typical response after a student tried so hard to complete a 3-minute talk was, "Sit down, next." If anyone would have told me then that I would spend 30 years of my adult life standing up and publicly attempting to proclaim the gospel good news, I would have seriously doubted that. Perhaps I would have fainted from fright. Consider from today's first reading the potential God saw in King David. Morally weak and shockingly sinful, God still incorporated David in an important way into the plan of salvation history. In the same way, God uses us with all of our weaknesses, but especially with hidden potential, to build up and up and up the wonderful kingdom of God.